Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about VFNKB, VFN Kingdom Business, VFNKB.com. You can find out details. We're talking about how Christianity has impacted all these seven spheres of culture. One of those spheres is education. Did you know education came to pass because Christianity began to God, you know, the Lord says, I've made you teachers. So we had to begin to teach people how to read and how to be educated. You know, you had to have the whole Bible memorized or scripture memorized to become a lawyer in America when it first started.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, find out the details now of how Christianity impacted education in America and all around the world. Check it out.
Jesus was a teacher and instructed his followers to teach. So Christians developed schools and later monasteries, laying the groundwork for modern education. Christians founded 106 of the first 108 universities in the U.S. Ideas like tax-supported public schools, kindergarten, grade levels, secondary schools, modern colleges and universities, education for the deaf and the blind, literacy for the masses, and universal education that reaches beyond class, gender, and ethnicity all have one thing in common. They are all products of Christianity.
When you see, think about it, all the things that the nerve, the audacity in the 60s in America for them to take God out of schools.
I know.
It's like there was no school
without God. Hello.
And so what they're trying to do, when you see people trying to remove, you know, prayer out of schools and prayer away from the community and God out of the, you can't even walk into your county commissioner or city council meeting and acknowledge God. What they're trying to do
although the Washington Monument has praise be to God on
the very top of it, right, the highest place in Washington, D.C. So education, think about your education. So when a mother or father wants to educate their children themselves, like through a homeschool situation, mm-hmm. that is the pinnacle of how it all originated was.
That's right.
And all of a sudden it said, there's so many people, we need to move to a bigger building. And then all of a sudden somebody else comes in and says, well, government needs to take it over. And next thing you know, in Germany, they're going, I think it was Germany, and they're taking parents' kids from them because they're educating them themselves. And it's like California, I believe, was even starting to do some of those kind of things as well. But understand, you want to stand up for Christianity and education, understanding there wouldn't be education without Christianity. We want to hear your comments. You know, let us know what you think about that as well.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.